All right, not seeing anyone, we will go on to those that are here to speak in opposition. And I'm going to bring Ed Barrett over to get the conversation started. Welcome, Ed Barrett.
Thank you. Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, members of the committee. My name is Ed Barrett. I'm a resident of Lewiston.
We can't see your video, which is fine, but if you'd like to join us with video too, we always love to put a name with a face.
There we go.
Thank you.
As I said, my name is Ed Barrett. I'm a resident of Lewiston, and I'm a recently retired city administrator here in Lewiston. I'm speaking in opposition of 1639 because it would negatively impact the ability of Resource Waste Services to continue to operate for the disposal of construction debris and oversized bulky waste. This would have a significant financial effect on Lewiston and its residents, as well as a number of other area communities, all of which would see significantly higher costs to transport these wastes to landfills. Resource Waste has up to 40 full-time employees and contributes about $14 million to our regional economy. Lewiston benefits from the operation through lease and tax payments and an allocation of free disposal of C&D and OVW waste with a total direct benefit of about $275,000 annually to the city. As one example, since 2010, the city has demolished over 70 dangerous structures at a cost of over $2 million. Without Resource Waste accepting this debris at no cost, we may either have been unable to have removed these items, these buildings, or would have had to pay a lot more at the expense of our taxpayers. Since the Lewiston facility came under the current ownership, the city has had a close working relationship with the facility and has seen continued improvements to its operations, including increased recycling and beneficial reuse rates. Just last year, the legislature adopted LD 401. That legislation redefined waste generated within the state and requires processing facilities to meet specific recovery goals. That legislation provided the necessary stable regulatory environment to allow Resource Waste to continue to operate and make planned improvements. LD 1639 would overturn that effort. I urge your opposition because of the negative effects this bill would have on, first, the direct taxes and lease payments to the city of Lewiston. Second, the employment at the facility and its economic spinover effects throughout the community. And finally, the increased cost to area municipalities, businesses, and individuals for disposal of C&D and OVW. I'd also urge your consideration of long-term negative effects of reversing the agreement reached last year in LD 401. Maine struggles under the perception that it's not a business-friendly state. A rapid reversal of last year's agreements, based on which Resource Waste has made financial commitments, will only add further to this perception. Therefore, I urge you to vote not to pass on LD 1639. Thank you for consideration. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions for Ed Barrett from the committee? I'm not seeing any.